You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP, 103.3 Asheville, North Carolina. I'm Joey Books, and you are tuned in to Life Out of Tunes. This is a special edition this evening because tomorrow, March 4th, marks the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd's North American debut performance of their seminal work, The Dark Side of the Moon, released just 3 days before on March 1st, 1973. But I want to tell you a little bit more about my connection to that day. Rather than opening the tour in New York or Chicago or some other large city, it premiered in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, I lived only 40 miles away from Madison at the time, so I attended that Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon concert, and it was a show that I will never forget. Tickets in advance, $4 a piece. And we traveled to the Dane County Coliseum from Janesville, Wisconsin. We entered the arena, and the concert was already underway by the time the four of us got in there. It was dark, and it featured festival seating, a euphemism for finding somewhere to stand in the seatless arena floor, along with 9,000 other people who were there. Alternatively, I guess we could have decided to sit around the perimeter of the arena in some of the seats that were there, but we wanted to be in the center of the action, and especially the anticipated ground-shaking sound system. So with pink smoke and a laser light show in progress, something that none of us had ever seen before, we walked in sometime during the song Echoes. In the background is Echoes as performed by Rodrigo and Gabriella. I'm going to try to recreate the entire set list for you. The first few numbers are going to be covers by Nick Mason's Saucerful of Secrets, before we get into playing the entire studio album of Dark Side of the Moon. On Life Out of Tunes, with Joey Books, on Asheville FM. I'm Joey Books, and you are listening to the special premiere concert edition of The Dark Side of the Moon, as I remember it, from Dane County Coliseum in Madison, Wisconsin. Inside the Coliseum, the music and lights were at full throttle. Following careful with that act, Eugene, the band took a short intermission. On stage for this 1973 North American tour were David Gilmour, Nick Mason, Roger Waters, Richard Wright, Nawasa Chowder, Marianne Lindsay, and Phyllis Lindsay on backing vocals, and Dick Perry on saxophone. But let me mention the light show, which I learned was designed by a guy named Richard Borders, who created light shows for The Who, Jimi Hendrix, The Stones, at venues like both Fillmore Auditoriums, the Monterey Festivals, and Woodstock Festivals. And this, of course, includes Pink Floyd, who commissioned him to design and build something innovative that nobody had ever witnessed before. Hence, laser light shows were invented, and Richard Borders was the one responsible. This Pink Floyd show was the first to employ them. Pink Floyd even gave him an advanced copy of Dark Side before it was released so that he could get a feel for the music and the changes and coordinate the two together so they would be synchronized. After the short intermission, this is what we heard.
You're listening to Pink Floyd on Asheville FM.
Absolutely right.
I certainly was in the right.
Yeah, inside the Coliseum, the lasers were blazing through the pink and green fog. Truly a fantastic light show was going on. The auditory effects were really impressive. Cash register you just heard in money chased around four massive speaker banks that were hung from the ceiling, all pointed toward the center with the help of a device operated by keyboardist Richard Wright called the Azimuth Coordinator. The quad sound effect was mind-blowing. I mean, visually and orally, that Pink Floyd show was a peak experience. And that whole experience had the intensity that I'd never witnessed before. And I can honestly say, I don't believe I've ever witnessed since. And I've seen an awful lot of concerts. Joey Books here, Life Out of Tunes. And we'll continue with the rest of Dark Side of the Moon, along with the an encore that I think you'll enjoy on Asheville FM. My eyes blurry and my ears buzzing. We sort of drifted out of the Dane County Coliseum after that encore, One of These Days, from Metal. I've forgotten many things, but that Dark Side of the Moon experience at the Dane County Coliseum remains pretty vivid in my memory, 50 years on. There is no dark side of the moon, really. Matter of fact, it's all dark. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's program. For Life Out of Tunes and 103.3 Asheville FM, I'm your charming and delightful Joey Books, headed home for the evening. Take care, everyone.